Please note that today's episode contains sensitive subjects and discretion should be advised. Hello, beautiful souls, and welcome back to the Soul Prince podcast. I'm your host, Akashic Beck, and I am beyond excited to share today's guest with you. But before I bring them in, Soul Prince is dedicated to the pursuit of purpose, whether that is navigating your spiritual awakening, investigating your spiritual gifts, or discovering your past lives and how they tie into your current one. And today's guest is an aficionado of past life and past life regression. She is a wonderful, beautiful light worker. She is a clinical hypnotherapist, psychotherapist, a quantum healer, and an entity releasement specialist. She also created her own technique called SCHH, Soul Center Healing Hypnosis, and recently started her own school to teach her students how to utilize this technique and help heal others. Please welcome to the podcast, Mrs. Laura Whitworth. Hi, Laura.
Hello.
How are you today?
I am wonderful. It's so lovely to speak to you again.
Yes, absolutely. So Laura is my teacher. She actually taught me when I enrolled in Soul Center Healing Hypnosis back, I believe I signed up in February and I took the March class.
That is true. And it was absolutely wonderful.
Yes, it's truly been life-changing for me. I cannot wait to really start delving even deeper into this technique and utilizing it. We were having a chat before the podcast, and we were talking about how I'm going to be practicing soon with some very lovely volunteers, and I can't wait to see, you know, how it all plays out, because everybody is so different and individual, and everybody has their own story, and you're just walking them through, you know, releasing the parts of the story that no longer serve.
That's right. It's so beautiful and it's so complex. And every single client person that you meet has got a different story, but not only from this lifetime, but in the quantum space as well. So when you're doing this work, it's almost like being a little detective in the quantum space, which is probably one of the most exciting jobs that you could ever have.
Right? Oh my gosh.
It really is.
Incredible. I mean, who can say that, you know?
Yeah, and I always wanted to be a detective and didn't go down that route. But now I find myself an actual detective for healing, really, for healing all parts of the human and the spirit and the soul in this now moment, but also throughout the quantum space as well, which is fantastic.
Yes, absolutely. And I personally, you know, not to put words in your mouth, but I truly feel like your message with the Soul Center Healing Hypnosis is that healing is possible. And so many people have lost hope on that. And you're just kind of like giving them that hope back.
Absolutely. And for me, most people, all of their addictions and phobias and habits and things that have hurt them along the way, their traumas, they feel that they have defined them and they can't let them go, or they can't heal them, or they'll never get over this particular addiction or this phobia. But actually, the human is so complex. It's not just the physical body that we have. We have an emotional body and an energetic body. And if something hurts and harms your emotions and you carry that in the emotional body and you don't release it, then it will impact the energetic body eventually. Mm-hmm. And then the energetic body will affect the physical body eventually. So a lot of the time for people, to release that illness or disease or phobia or addiction, it is a matter of tracking back in the emotional body the things that have happened to us, that have harmed us, that have hurt us, that have changed us, that have broken us open. Then locating which part of the energetic body that emotion has affected and impacted, and then healing that part of the energetic body. Because when we have a trauma or an addiction, it will oftentimes allow an entity or a being from a different dimension to come in and manipulate that particular energy center. And that is where many of the problems that human beings have in this realm at this time stem from. And we as humans, we just think we're just physical. Seeing is believing. I've got a physical body. This is me. But actually, we're so much more than that. We're so much more than that. We have an energetic body. We have an emotional body. And there are other beings in other realms all around us, which, due to the things that we experience in this reality, can attach to our energy centers and use us basically as batteries due to the things that we have been subjected to whilst we've been here. And not only that, obviously, you've got all of the different things from all of the other lifetimes that you've lived. So if you've got traumas in other lifetimes, in other part of the quantum space, if you don't heal that particular trauma, if you use the analogy as your soul being a tree, and that particular lifetime where you were hurt, where you were damaged, is a twig on that tree. If you don't heal that twig on your soul tree, eventually that disease, that dark energy, that pain, it will spread throughout the whole of the tree, which is the fullness of your soul throughout time and space, throughout the whole quantum field. And so with Soul Center Healing Hypnosis, what we aim to do first and foremost is heal any traumas from this lifetime, but then also have a look through the quantum space and see if there's any other parts of your soul tree that need healing. Because if we can identify that lifetime and heal it, then it will have an effect throughout all time and space for your soul. So it truly is soul healing, ultimate soul healing.
Yes, amen. And that's what I love about the message. It's so powerful, and it doesn't just do surface level healing. You know, it doesn't put a band-aid on the gaping wound. You know, you're going like all the way in. You know, you're like, I'm fully in. I dove in head first, and we're going to rid you of all of this. It's so powerful.
It is, and it's so complex as well, because we are so very complex. If you think about it, you've got every single thing that's happened to you in this life has had the power to affect your energy in some way. You've got other beings in other realms all around us that can attach to you and affect your energy in some way. Then you've got all of the other parts of your soul in all of the other parts of the quantum field that are having a gazillion different experiences all at the same time. I mean, it's mind-blowing, but
it is.
In terms of healing, the level of healing that can be achieved by using this technique is it's life-changing. Mm-hmm. It truly is.
Oh, absolutely. It's like Reiki times a million. It's so powerful. And I can say, just as having had the technique done to me, I can say that I definitely did not walk out of that session the same person.
Yes. Yep, that's right. It affects you so profoundly, so deeply. You know yourself on a level that you would never have imagined before. And, you know, I mean, I've hypnotized thousands of people, and you'll get people that come in and you'll explain the technique and the different things that can happen. And many people will say, well, I don't think I've got an entity, or I don't think I've got anything that's manipulating my energy. And then you hypnotize them, you get them into the session, and they've got many.
Right.
And
right.
You know, particularly people that work in the front end healing modalities, you know, that work in hospitals or as paramedics, or if you're a cleaner in a hospital, or if you're a funeral director, or if you're somebody that works in a profession where souls exit the physical body, then it's highly likely that you will have something attached to you in this lifetime. And, you know, there's many, many different symptoms of that. Probably too many to list, too many to mention at this time. But many of the people that come to see me will say, I've got brain fog, or I can't seem to find my thoughts, or I've got this particular phobia, or I've got this particular addiction. And then you get them into the session and you find that they've got an earthbound spirit attached, which is the soul of a human being, but that human being didn't cross over correctly at the time when they left their physical body. And there's many reasons for that. It can be that they're addicted to something and they didn't want to leave because they wanted to carry on having that drug that they're addicted to. Or it can be that they're really invested in a place or a particular person and they didn't want to leave that place or that person, and so they hang around, and then eventually they become attached to people, and that particular spirit is what is influencing your client to drink. It's fascinating stuff. I mean, it truly is. This, it's so complex,
right? Just the interwovenness of our soul's journeys and how they like impact and come when they come across us, how they impact us and how that plays out in our life is fascinating.
Yes, it really is. It really is. And I don't think I would ever tire of doing this work. And I don't think I would ever tire of helping people to heal. There is something truly and deeply fulfilling when you have got somebody who comes to you who is absolutely broken. And you can see they're broken. You can read it in their energy. You can read it in their soul, in their spirit. They've just had enough. They're desperate. And then you help them to see through walking them through their life where the key points are that they potentially could have picked something up. You help them to see through the symptoms that they have, how that is indicative of an attachment. Then when you get them into the session, when these things start to come up, they're not as shocked. And you know, you can have alcoholics who can't seem to kick the alcohol, and when you get them into session, they will literally have 20 earthbound spirits who are alcoholics attached to them. Mm-hmm. and it's not that they can't kick the habit, it's because they've got all of this extra weight, if you like, of all of these different souls attached to them who also want a drink.
Right.
And it's fascinating. It really is. Some of the stories that I can tell of things that I've seen over the years. I shall write a book one day about that.
Yes, please do. Please do. It's truly fascinating. And you know, the thing about, you know, like say an alcoholic the soul of an alcoholic person is that thirst will never be quenched, you know, and so they're constantly like having the person they're attached to drinking, basically drinking themselves to death and just, you know, suffering because they just don't know, like they truly don't know that there's something better for them waiting on the other side.
That's right.
And it's so tragic.
And that's what we do in this work.
Mm-hmm.
We find these souls and we are like the rescue team in a way. We're the earth angels. So we're the parts of the angels that have incarnated in this realm to come in and to be the rescue crew for the souls that have got lost. It's deeply profound and incredible work, and I feel so honored to be doing it. And if you'd have said to me when I was a youngster, when you're 40, this is what you will be doing, I would have laughed. I would have laughed and said, I don't think so. I'm going to be a famous singer by then, or you know. But no, apparently not. I'm going to be helping
you people. You had a much bigger calling than that.
Exactly. Yeah.
And that is a mark, I will say, that is such a profound mark of a true light worker, someone who has come to earth to help us heal, to shine their light and to spread that light around. So thank you, Laura, for your amazing work. I just want to give my gratitude to you for that. But speaking of when you were a youngster, I want to kind of dive into my first question for you. So please tell everybody a little bit about yourself. So, you know, where you're from. You're obviously from the UK. You have this lovely British accent. and tell us just whatever you feel called to share, if you don't mind.
Absolutely. So, as you know, my name is Laura Whitworth, and I grew up in a very, very small village in the UK. There were not many people in that village at all, probably 100 people maximum in the place.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that I grew up. It was out in the middle of nowhere. My parents still live there, actually. And I had a wonderful childhood, you know, playing out on bikes on the street and running through the grass and, you know, playing in the woods and all that kind of thing. And I thought I was going to be a singer. That's what I thought I was going to do. I got a grant from my school when I was young. They paid for me to be trained professionally. So I, at the age of 18, was a professionally trained singer. And that's what I was going to do. And then at that moment in time, at 18, with all of my life stretched out in front of me, and so much promise, I, over the summer, just before I was about to go off to college, met a guy who literally turned out to be my narcissist. So many of us on the healing journey have all met a narcissist that's changed our life. It's really funny because at the time, I literally thought that I'd thrown my life away and this guy had destroyed my life. But actually now I feel the exact opposite. I think that this guy saved my life. And that's the level of healing that Soul Center Healing Hypnosis has given me, because I understand who this guy is now to me karmically. I understand all of the journey that we've had together as souls. I understand the things that I did to him in the past that upset him. So I understand the part that this particular guy played in my role in this life as well. Mm-hmm. So, albeit I didn't end up becoming the singer that I wanted because I ended up getting together with this particular guy, I'm now doing this, which is exactly what I should have always been doing. So it's quite wonderful. So in my career, I started off in recruitment. And for many, many years, I worked in recruitment up to being a manager of recruitment. And I used to work huge teams. And then one day I went to work and I realized, I don't know what it is, but something is missing from life. This can't be it. And I started in meetings sort of zoning out. We'd be having these really boring meetings about, you know, recruitment events that we'd be doing. And all of a sudden I became aware that in my mind's eye, I was somewhere else. And I started to see as if I was inside a spaceship many times. Other times I would feel like I was looking at a group of Sasquatch. And that I was also a Sasquatch. Other times I would feel like I was inside of the earth. And I'm thinking to myself, what on earth is going on here? Am I absolutely losing my mind?
Have I gotten that bored?
Yeah, I'm like, oh my God, I've got that bored. I'm literally having some kind of episode.
Hallucinating.
Yeah. But it was the beginning of my awakening. And I used to have images of portals in my head all the time, and people running through portals, children running through portals, trying to get away from something. And this feeling of portals being connected to other places. And I mean, I've never been interested in anything like this prior to awakening spiritually. And then all of a sudden one day I had to write this down. I got a piece of paper. And I started writing down all of these planets that were connected and this realization that Earth, what happened on Earth affected these other 12 planets. And if we didn't do something about Earth, the other planets were also going to suffer and beings on these other planets wouldn't allow that to happen. And I'm frantically writing all of this information down and drawing these pictures of these planets. And my husband's looking at me thinking, oh my God, what is going on? What is going on with her? She's just completely lost the plot. And I thought to myself, is this just some kind of divine inspiration? Is it, should I be writing a book? So I wrote, and I'm still in the middle of, a series of books for young adults that are around disclosure topics. So the fact that there's inner earth, the fact that there's life throughout all of the cosmos, throughout all of our solar system, the fact that there's beings that are working for and on behalf of humanity, that there's beings that are working against humanity. And so I started writing these books. And at the same time as writing these books, I also became a mother. So at this point, my husband really thought I had lost the plot because I had my first child. And then all of a sudden I was like, I'm writing a book. And my husband was like, but you've just had our first baby. Aren't you just going to sit down and, you know, have a little rest?
And you're, I was like, what's rest?
And I was like, no. But I recognize now it was literally source flowing through me, through every fiber of my being, and everything came flooding in. All of the lifetimes that I've ever lived, all of the lifetimes that I ever will live, I knew who I was before, why I came to earth, why I'm here now doing what I'm doing now. I had an awareness of all of the other lifetimes that I've lived throughout history that is training for this particular lifetime now. And it's funny, when I look at the other lifetimes that I've lived, they all have given me something that I draw on in this lifetime. So if I'm wanting to write my books, I draw on the part of me that was a male author, a good time back in history. If I'm wanting some indication regarding healing, I'll draw on the part of me that was a healer, and so on and so forth. And all of this connectedness, I guess, just flowed in, and I had a huge spiritual awakening. Trained in hypnotherapy, trained in quantum hypnotherapy, and then just began practicing as soon as my eldest was old enough to go to nursery. I started practicing a couple of days a week. So she would go to nursery, or she'd go to my mother's for a couple of days a week to give her some social interaction. And I would start practicing quantum hypnotherapy. And I found straight away that I absolutely loved quantum hypnotherapy. And from that moment on, I never looked back. And I would do as many sessions as I could. Every week I would work while the children were asleep at nighttime. I would wait till my husband came back from work. So I'd have the children all day because I school my children at home. I would school them in the day, my wait till my husband came home from work. And then I would be doing a session with somebody over in America. And I'd try and do as many sessions as I could a week. And over time, I ended up developing my own technique, which incorporates the entity release side of my work as well, which other quantum techniques don't potentially recognize or use. So now I'm in a position where I have this technique, which is mine, that I'm teaching people all over the world. And just next week, I'm running my next course, and I've got somebody pretty much from every country in the world on the course next week.
Oh my gosh, that is incredible. I'm so excited.
I can't believe it, to be honest. And that's just from taking one step every single day, never ever having any idea of where the end goal is, just feeling source flow through me and being in the flow daily and taking one step every day. And I've got from that point where I had a child and started writing a book to now having my own hypnotherapy school and technique and training people all over the world. And I feel so grateful, so very grateful and so very blessed.
Yes. Oh, that's such sage advice too. Like, just one step at a time. Here a couple of weeks ago, you know, we had our Virgo full moon, I believe it was on the 18th. And that was something that some friends and I were having a discussion about, is being committed to your practice and how you can make even if you just do one thing every day towards that, is incredibly powerful because it's those steps that make the practice. It's those steps that make the goal.
It really
so,
yes. is. It
yes,
really
very
is.
Powerful advice. So let me ask you, if you don't mind, just so people can kind of like understand the space and time, not that time exists, but how long have you been working in QHHT? Like, how long ago did this awakening happen for you and lead you into all of this?
So my awakening began 10 years ago in 2012.
Okay.
And then I trained in QHHT in 2017.
Okay.
And then last year, which would have been 2021, I launched my own training school for Soul Center Healing Hypnosis. So it's been one hell of a ride, to be honest.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
Yeah, since I started to wake up in 2012 to now, exactly 10 yes. years later.
And so many people did in 2012. And I just, you know, when I connect with these people and you tell me if you feel the same, you know, it's almost like they are, I mean, they really are the teachers. Like they woke up then because they needed to teach the people who are awakening now.
Correct. Yeah.
The next steps. And they're just so wise and just so deeply full of knowledge. If they didn't, you know, resist their awakening and they really like dove into it, which it sounds like you did. So, which is incredible. And you're kind of like, I didn't have a choice. It was time, you know?
Yeah, and everybody at the time thought I'd completely lost the plot. They thought I had lost it. And all of my friends literally fell away. Nobody wanted to know me anymore. The only people that stuck by me at that time was my husband and my parents. I think my parents just felt sorry for me.
Like, my parents can't disown me. They can't give me away.
But now, I mean, they were fast asleep then, and they literally were just thinking, oh my goodness, what can we do for her? She's lost her grip on reality. And now they are fully awake, and they have turned
wonderful.
Around to me and said, we're so sorry that we obviously didn't know, we didn't understand, but now we do. And I think, wow, you know, if ascension had have happened back in 2012 when I woke up, mm-hmm. you know, my parents weren't awake then, my husband wasn't awake then, but now mm-hmm. they're all awake. And we all know many people now that have woken up over the past few years, and people
yes.
are still waking up. I mean, it feels like a huge wave has just recently woken up. I'm getting so many more queries, inquiries about this work from
yes.
people that have literally just woke up, and they think, oh my goodness, I need to get involved with this. What do I need to do?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that was a very powerful message I got back in 2020. Was they showed me a tsunami. They're like, a tsunami of people are waking up across the globe, to the point, you know, it's just going to be, this is it. Like, you know, this is where we're at, and everybody is aware of that. And it's such a blessing. I'm so grateful to have all these people waking up like this, but they do need guidance. And because, as you and I both know, you know, when you wake up, like you said, people think you're off your rocker, and your whole perception of life and reality and everything about yourself feels like you're taking off a costume. You know, you're just like, that, this isn't me. Why am I wearing this? You know, it's not Halloween, you know.
But I feel so happy for those people that are waking up now, even though
yes.
it must be really scary and really daunting. But at least
yeah.
they have us. They've got us. We were the brave ones, I guess, that woke up early, that have done it the hard way, that have provided this support network now, so that the ones that are waking
yes.
up in this now moment at least have somewhere to go. I mean, I remember mm-hmm. there was no content whatsoever on YouTube when I woke up. Mm-hmm. I was trying my hardest to find stuff. And that's one of the reasons why I went on YouTube myself, because I thought, you know, that I've got to put some stuff out there, because this is such an incredibly wonderful but also scary time. There mm-hmm. must be more information out there for people that have just woken up that can help them understand or make sense of what's going on at the moment. And I just couldn't get enough information about ascension. So that's what drew me into this work initially. It was all the stuff on ascension and New Earth. And that is my absolute background, if you like. I mean, I've got years and years and years worth of content about ascension and New Earth that has come out in my hypnotherapy sessions. I'm actually compiling a book of all of that work now, so that the people that are newly awakened can look at that book and go, oh, wow, okay, I think I understand what's going to happen now, because it's got thousands of people's accounts in that book of under hypnotherapy of what's going to happen when ascension occurs, what New Earth's going to be like. Mm-hmm. So that people can actually get their heads round this absolutely incredible time that we are living in right now. I mean, we're so lucky. Aren't we so lucky?
Oh, yes, absolutely. And it's, I mean, it's truly a blessing. It's, I don't even know how to describe it. It's just, it's like a release, you know, it's like, oh, thank goodness. You know, like we made it, you know, we're here now. It's, everything's going to be okay. And it's a testimony to, I feel like it's a testimony to our faith, to, you know, not giving up hope, knowing what's coming, knowing that we're there.
Yeah. And I really, really do feel that all of us as light workers need to feel that happiness flow through, feel the love of source and the light and the joy and the connectedness flow through, to not pay any mind to all of the doom and gloom that's out there, because that side of the split is polarizing just as we are. But mm-hmm. we have to make sure that we're building the energy around our side of the ascension as well. So the light,
absolutely,
the light needs to build. And we can't build our light if we're constantly looking at what the darkness is doing and feeling worried. We've got to take our eye off of that. It's okay to just, you know, keep a side eye on it, just to keep an eye on what's going on. But invest your energy and your enthusiasm and your joy into building the new earth, because it's us that are going to build and breathe life into that new dimension by all of us joining together.
Absolutely. And I mean, I liken it to meditation, you know, because when you're learning how to meditate, you know, you have your monkey mind, you know, like distracting you and pulling you over here and pulling you over there. And I heard a noise and I have to do this. And it's like, you always come back to your middle space. And that's kind of how, I guess that's what you were trying to say earlier is, you know, that's how we should be. We should be mindful of, you know, yes, okay, other things are going on and things that affect us, but always come back to that inner peace that lives within you. And remember what's important and focus all of your intention on that.
And we came here for this time. We incarnated here for this time. So there was enough light for the light to spread. And look at what we're all doing. All of us are doing it. We're all coming alive like little light bulbs all over the world. We all know mm-hmm. what it is that we've got to do. We all know we've got a mission. And we're just getting on with it and doing it and shining. And all of the people that are so confused and scared at the moment, they will take a look at us and they'll think, well, they don't look confused and scared. And that I want to feel the same way that they feel. So I'm going to go and see what they're doing over there. And that's how we build the light. It really is by just being the vibration that we want to live in. So don't focus on the bad stuff. Focus on what you actually want to be, what you want to see, and you will draw that energy towards you.
Right, because we are the creators of our own reality.
Absolutely. Yes, we are.
So I wanted to ask you another question. So when you were talking about your YouTube channel, and I wanted to touch that on that for just a second. That's actually how I heard about you and how I found you back. Oh, gosh, I don't even remember what year it was, to be honest with you. It's like everything feels like a blur. You know what I mean? The last, like, especially 5 years have been such a blur. But I found your YouTube channel and you were reading your transcribed scripts from your QHHT sessions. And I just remember sitting there listening to you and just being completely fascinated with everything you were saying. And I was like, you know, I just knew you were a light worker. I knew that what you were sharing was so powerful, so real. So thank you for doing that. I'm glad that you created your YouTube channel, because any information we can get out there is so incredibly important. But so when you became a QHHT practitioner, like what, where did you hear about QHHT? I mean, did you already know about Dolores Cannon? I know you're a big fan of hers as well. Is that what led you to it, or did you happen upon it a different way?
So I found Dolores Cannon one night when I was nursing my eldest child, and I was doing what all mothers do in the middle of the night. We're trying not to wake ourselves up too much because we're hoping that after the child finishes nursing, we might be able to go straight back to sleep.
Right.
But we also have to stay awake enough to be able to nurse the child. So I was trawling the internet, trying to make sense of some of these visions and things that I'd started to hear and see, and literally found Dolores. And in the daytime, when I could listen to some of her content, I started listening to what she was saying. And from the second that I found her, that was it. I was like, right, this is what I'm going to do next. And I signed up straight away. I trained. After I did level one, I literally never looked back. I just did as many sessions as I could physically do. Then I did level two as soon as that became available. And I've always had such a passion for this work that it's like you draw people towards you in a way, and the universe brings the people who are for you to you.
Yes.
And in the area where I was, I mean, with QHHT, you can only see people face to face. You can't do any of this work online. So when I first started, I used to drive up and down the UK in my little car to people's houses, and I used to do it in their house. That's how I first started. So I've seen some crazy stuff in my time, as you can imagine. And then I got an office and I started seeing people in the office. And then eventually I just decided to do quantum healing in my house, and I saw people in the house. But then as the children started to get a little bit older, I decided I didn't really want to bring people into the house anymore. And around that same time, I decided to go online. And that's why I developed my own technique as well, which I had been using anyway, but I'd been using it in a face-to-face situation. But then I moved my technique into the online space so I could start seeing people online. Because for years, I'd been turning people down. I mean, if I had a pound for every time somebody had said to me, "Can you do me a session, but do it online?" And I would say, "I'm sorry, we don't do quantum healing online. But I can see you face to face." And I would get people all over the world flying and coming to my house for face to face sessions. But I would turn down all of the online sessions. But when I developed my own technique, I decided, no, I am going to put that online. It's my technique. It's up to me what I do with it. And I know, providing I have put really strict safety parameters in place for the health and well-being of the client, then I know that the way that we set up the technology, you can have an even deeper experience because you're literally in the person's ears and the person is in their own home. So
Right.
they're so comfortable in their own home. And it's not like when they travel to see you, sometimes that person might have taken a taxi, a bus, a train, a plane, another taxi, got to your house.
Right.
And by the time they're at your house, that's in a different country, they're so stressed. All they want to do is go to sleep, and then you've got to try and
Right.
hypnotize them. Whereas if they're in their own house, you know, as long as they've got a good quality headset and you've put the safety checks in place, it's perfect. And you can have a really, really deep experience. It's just like when you do a guided meditation and you listen to somebody
Right.
in your ears with the guided meditation. It's exactly the same. So it's really, really powerful. And I must admit, for years I said I would never ever ever move online. But now I have moved online, and now I can speak from the experience of working online. I actually prefer it. As a hypnotherapist, I prefer it. And I never thought I would say that.
Right. Well, it allows you, like you said, to reach people that you ordinarily wouldn't be able to reach, because not everybody can afford to fly, you know, to the UK and you know, things of that nature. And and carrying, like you said, carrying all that stress, like you have to get through that travel stress just to get to the person, just to be able to get to the energy that you need to get to. I love that you've offered this online space for people. And, you know, energy can go anywhere, you know, I mean, and the quantum is all around us. So it kind of makes sense, you know, to offer that. I mean, that's just the world that we live in now too. So for my next question, I wanted to bring up your YouTube once again. In one of your videos, I believe it was a couple of months ago, you were sharing how, like a personal story about how your husband had a package, he had a delivery man at the door with a package for him, and you were saying that you felt an entity or an attachment to this person. And I was just curious, like, how does that present to you? Like, how, like, does it present as energy? Do you feel it? Do you see it? Or how does that look for you?
So ever since being a small child, I've always been able to read energy. And I think a lot of that was down to reading my parents' moods when I was younger, trying to work out what kind of a mood they were in that day, whether it was a good day or a bad day. And as I've grown older, I can look at somebody and I instantly, from looking at them, know quite a lot about that person. So I will be able to pick up on if there's any sadness in their energy signature, if there's an underlying anger in their energy signature, if they've got any addictions. I can look at somebody and see if they've got an entity. So I can see if somebody's got the full force of their energy available to them. And also as well, I see in colours. So when I look at somebody, I can tell by the colour that that person is, whether they've got an entity and what type of entity it is. And since I've been doing this work, those skills have really, really been honed to the point where now when I close my eyes and I work with somebody, even in the online space, it makes no difference. I can see their energy body. So I can see which of their energy centers are affected by an entity, if there's any AI in the body that needs to be taken out, that kind of thing. But the situation that you refer to about the man at the door, that particular guy that was at the door had such an intense energy of evil. I could feel it the second I opened the door, and my dog felt it as well instantly. And that's how I ended up falling and hurting my wrist, because my dog shot straight out for the guy. And I knew why she'd done it, because I felt it as well. And it's really true what they say about animals. They can see and sense so much more than we can. So much more. My dog's the most placid dog. She's 12 years old. She can barely walk, that dog. Barely walk. She's so old. She's a spaniel. The sweetest dog in the world. Yet she wanted to savage that man. And that was to protect me from him. I know what she was doing. She was trying to protect me, and I felt it straight away. But quite interestingly, he couldn't come near me. So as I went out to the door, he had to move back further down the path. So
really,
yeah. And there's a lot to energy. If you get something really, really dark and you're the light, they will not be able to come near you. And it was funny, because when I'd signaled to my husband to go and to deal with this guy at the door, when he spoke to him, the guy said, "Your dog's not going to come out again, is he?" I had a dog bite me last week. And when my husband told me that, I was like, "It's because he's got a demon attached." And I'm just thinking, God, there's not many husbands and wives that could have that kind of conversation, and a husband would.
Probably not.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
But it helps guide me
Sorry, go ahead.
through my life as well. You know, when you're out and about, I can feel the people that will be responsive to my vibration, and I can feel the people that I should go nowhere near, because of what they hold within, and also probably what they've got attached to them as well.
Oh, wow. That is so incredible. So, definitely sounds like a lot of clairsentience. And do you see the colors as like, does it look like an aura? Is it really pronounced? Like, is it around them or do you see it within the body?
It's almost like an overlay. So people that have got entity attachments, they will appear to me almost like in black and white, like they've got no color left within them, because all of their energy, their colors, their energy centers have been impacted. Yeah, and it's fascinating, really. I've tried to describe it before, but it's just almost like the people that have got entities that are really strong will almost look like they're in black and white to me. And then I can tell somebody straight away that's got nothing, where all of their energy centers are clean and clear, because I can see that they have not got anything being siphoned off. And you can feel when somebody's got the full force of their energy. You can feel it in how they speak, how they sound, how they look. Do they look happy? Do they look like they've got the weight of the world on the shoulders? Do they look as if they do have energy, or do they look as if they're just exhausted? You know, there's many, many ways that you can train yourself to be able to look at a person and see what's going on there as well. And also the symptoms and the things that they say to you, or if in session, if they're talking and every time they talk, they're coughing constantly, then that's indicative that they've got a throat entity. You know, it's things like that that you begin to pick up on, and you build an awareness that is beyond this realm. It is, you know, claircognizance, clairsentience. Yeah.
Very fascinating stuff. And that's really exciting. I mean, it's like a muscle, you know, like the more you use it, the stronger that you get. So I can totally see how, especially somebody using your technique, that could build upon, just naturally build upon their own spiritual gifts. So that's really fascinating and cool. Thank you for sharing that story with us.
My pleasure. It wasn't a pleasure at the time, though.
It was not, but it stuck out to me because it's a powerful story. It's a testament, you know, to your gifts and the type of work that you do. It was like a real life example. I feel like people really will resonate with that. Because I'm sure we've all, you know, encountered somebody in our life where I'm like, man, the vibes are just off. You know, like I don't really want to be around this person for some reason. And that might help them to understand, like, why, you know?
Yeah, I can also tell the angels as well. You know, the ones that are the opposite end, so the ones that are angels, and most of the angels don't know that they're angels either. That's the beautiful thing. You know, the most beautiful, beautiful people that are so kind, they do such good work, but they've got no idea. You know, and a lot of those people are in roles like cleaners. The amount of angels that I have met who are cleaners, find it fascinating. Cleaners in hospitals, you know, so they've got access to the souls, and to be there at the right time for the right person. It's true, it's truly fascinating.
Oh my gosh, I love it. Do you have an example of a reading that you've done or a clearing that you've done that you don't mind sharing with us today?
In what sense? What kind of a reading? Do you mean entity release?
Yes, like entity release and you know, and or past life regression, anything like that, if you don't mind.
Yeah, of course. So I can think of a couple of really good examples regarding entity release. I had a guy come see me years ago who was very, very upset, and he said to me that I was his last stop, really, before he wanted to exit. He didn't want to be here anymore. And I asked him, how did you find me? And he said, oh, this psychic medium that I went to see had your name. And he said, they're trying to make me turn into a woman. And I said, okay, tell me more about that. And he said, well, I don't want to be a woman. I am a man and I'm happy that I am a man, but I have this part of me that's really feminine and wants to become a woman. And I've obviously been to see my doctor about it, and my doctor has referred me to the hospital for a sex change. And that's not what I want to do, so I've come to see you. And obviously, when we got into session, just bear with me one moment, sorry, I'm going to cough. When we got into session, and I regressed him and I got him under hypnotherapy, he had a very, very strong feminine spirit attached to him
Oh, wow.
that had been attached to him since he was a child. He'd had a broken leg as a child in the hospital, and this little girl had died in the hospital, and her parents weren't there. She didn't know what to do, so she did the one thing that all children do when they're scared and they don't know anybody. She went and stood with the first child that she found, which happened to be my client. And he came to see me as a 55-year-old man, but he'd had the spirit of this very strong-willed girl attached to him all of his life, and she'd become so strong. She was actually stronger than him, and she was starting to take over the control of the vehicle.
Oh,
Um,
wow.
and so that session was fascinating because once we found the spirit, I then had to negotiate with her to get her to cross over into the white light of source. And she wasn't going to do it to start off with until she saw her parents. And once she saw her parents, that was it. She was off, she was gone. But my client felt her leave, and he was absolutely devastated because he'd had this part of what he thought was himself all of these years, this feminine side of himself. He felt that part of himself leave. And so there was a lot of work that needed to be done after that, to help that client to understand himself and to find himself, really. But this is the types of things that you can do. Another example is, had a guy many, many years ago, all of a sudden became very, very suicidal. And there was no reason for it, no reason whatsoever for him to feel suicidal. But he'd had two or three of his friends recently kill themselves. And when we got into the session, all of the friends that had killed themselves, after they had killed themselves, when they realized that they were still here, they didn't know what to do. So they went and found my client, and then they became attached to him. So he had the spirit of two, three of his friends attached to him that we had to remove in that session.
Oh my gosh.
And then you'll get people that have even deeper and darker things attached that are deeper and darker than just the earthbound spirits. And there's many, many things that exist in the realms that are around us on Earth that we're not told about. And you will often find these darker energies attached in session. They're normally attached to a client's sacral energy center. And so the client may have a problem with lack of sex drive, or they may have too much of a sex drive, so there's no balance because that particular energy center is manipulated. In terms of past life regression examples, oh my goodness. I mean, I've been everywhere. I've been to every planet in the solar system, every planet, well, probably not every planet in the universe, but lots and lots of different planets in the universe. I've been inside of the Earth. I've been to the fairy realm, the dragons, the unicorns. I have been in sessions where we've seen everything that happened in the galactic wars that occurred in our solar system. I've experienced multiple different star families and races. I've experienced multiple periods of time in terms of Earth, history, Earth history. I have listened to accounts of Earth history that we're not even aware of as humans. You know, they've covered this stuff up. It's not even out there as something that we would learn about in school. And I've heard about that. I've heard about different beings that live inside of the Earth, you know, ant beings, inner Earth beings. I've heard about Shambhala, Agartha, you know, the people, Telos. I've heard about all
the
of
list
them.
Goes on.
Yeah, the wars on Mars. I've heard about the time when the crystalline fabric, which linked all of the planets in the universe together so that every single planet was aware of what every other planet was doing, and there was communication throughout the universe. I've heard about the time when that was destroyed and Earth was unhooked from that crystalline connected network, and being told that when we ascend again, all of that network is going to come back online and we're going to be connected back into it. It's too much to name. I've heard about the effects of on other planets and other beings when the bombs have gone off, the nuclear weapons on our planet, how it's affected other species and races. It's fascinating. It truly is fascinating.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it really makes you realize like kind of how big and how small you are at the same time, because you're like, I'm this human on this planet, but my soul is infinite, and then there's an infinite galaxy around me, you know, with all these other incredible souls. It's kind of mind-boggling in the best way, you know.
And so exciting.
Yes, it's so exciting. So speaking of your sessions, what drew me to your channel, your YouTube channel, was you talked a lot about the shift and ascension.
Yes.
And so I assume that you do, you have a lot of information regarding that. Where do you see us right now currently? Or is that kind of it remains to be seen situation?
So I have been hearing for years now the most incredible accounts regarding ascension. Everybody's got different timelines. Everybody will say it's happening now. We're in the shift now. And I truly do believe that. I believe we are the shift. I think as soon as we raise our consciousness inside and connect together as a group of light workers and lift our vibration, we will then see outside of us the frequency that we hold inside of us. I do believe there's a wave of frequency coming in, and I believe that there's waves of frequency coming in all the time that's raising our frequency and igniting our DNA. I believe that the sun's involved. I believe that Gaia herself is involved. I feel that it's taken a little bit longer than I had hoped it would take. but that being said, whenever I feel that, I have to openly admit that if ascension had have occurred when I wanted it to occur, many of my loved ones would not have made the shift because they weren't awake. They weren't at a higher vibrational resonance at that point. They were still bogged down in their own baggage. They were still covered in entities. So when I see how much my loved ones have risen in consciousness over the years, I have to acknowledge that I understand why it's taking longer. I understand what the end goal is. All that matters is that we get there, and we will.
Right.
That's all Absolutely. That matters. And it cannot be denied. You know, if you read the Ra material, the Law of One, it cannot be denied that we are polarizing right now, that the service to self are polarizing, that the service to others are polarizing. Because look at all of the healers and all of the people that are doing this work that are aligned with service to others. We're all finding our calling. We're all training in these modalities. We're all helping people to shift their entities, their karmic baggage, heal their souls. And then on the service to self side, look at all of the action that's happening all over the globe with those guys. I mean, we are both sides of the coin polarizing. And that is what happens at this point in time. At the end of the cycle, the polarization occurs. And just like two magnets that repel each other, at the moment, we're in a shared reality of duality. But when the two opposing energies and polarities are risen to a point that they are completely different, they will repel each other. They cannot be in the same space because the universe is frequency and vibration. And you can't have something that's so dissonant from something else in the same space. So I say to all of my clients, every time you look out there and, you know, it looks terrible and you feel scared and, oh my goodness, oh, look at what's happening. Just think to yourself, well, that side needs to polarize in order for us to repel each other. You just concentrate on what you're doing to polarize the side of the light. And that's all we need to do. There are literally two different energies gearing up right now for the next step. This is a very, very monumental point in time where those of us that are ready, that's been playing this level of the computer game for so long and we're finding it really boring, all of a sudden another level, another layer of this game is going to be opened up and we're going to be able to go there. And that was probably a really terrible analogy to use, but I know many people will understand it. So for me, I think it's so exciting. And yes, I mean, there's a part of me that looks out sometimes and thinks, oh my goodness, what's happening over there? But I just think to myself, no, you knew this was going to happen. This is the polarization. You just concentrate on polarizing the light. You concentrate on helping all of your clients to heal so that they can raise their vibration for ascension. You concentrate on helping all of the lost souls cross over into the light, because we're cleaning everything up. Everything has got to get into its lane. Everybody's got to pick a lane. There can't be any, you know, any souls left over. All of those that are roaming have got to be found and crossed. Everybody's got to choose a side so we can get ready for this incredible, monumentous, so exciting event, which I just can't wait for.
We've got our party hats ready.
Oh, yes. I'm never going to take that party hat off.
Never. Oh, man. No, I absolutely love that description. Thank you. I did want to ask another question. I believe on one of your more recent episodes, you were saying that your husband is now doing soul center healing hypnosis. Is that correct?
Yes, he is working through his practice sessions at the moment, so he's building up his experience. But finally, last year, my husband had his spiritual awakening and he just broke open, which was wonderful because I've been waiting for years for that to happen. And I was thinking, oh, this is never going to happen. And then all of a sudden last year it did. He's now totally gets it, understands why I'm so passionate about this, and wants to do it as well, which is wonderful.
So now you're like the dynamic duo.
Well, yeah, absolutely.
So amazing. Well, I'm so excited for everything that you shared. I'm excited for what's to come for all of us and for you. If you don't mind, we're going to kind of lead into the conclusion here, and please share with everybody how they can get a hold of you and how they can find more information about your school, your Instagram, your YouTube, and all of that good stuff.
Okay, so if you want to come and train with me, and I will take absolute beginners, so you don't need to have any hypnotherapy experience whatsoever. What you do need is an absolute driving need to help people heal, to be compassionate, and to be enthusiastic and driven. So if you've got those qualities, then I will absolutely take you. And if you go to www.schhhofficial.com, so that's S for sugar, C for car, H for hotel, H for hotel, official.com. And that is my website. If you click on the services tab, and then if you click on book now, you can either book on any of the courses that I'm running. And I believe the April one is still open for next week. So if people hop on in the next couple of days, they might be able to book on. But then after that, I'm running another one the first week in May and then the first week in June. People can also book a session with me direct as well if they would like me to help them to heal their soul in the quantum space. So they can book a session with me on there. They can find me on YouTube as Laura Whitworth, and I have years worth of footage and videos on there about Ascension and New Earth. And if you're just finding that channel for the first time, wow, you're going to have a lot of content to work through because there is a heck of a lot of stuff on there. My Instagram is Laura Whitworth SCHH. And I've got a Facebook group, which is Soul Center Healing Hypnosis, SCHH Official. And I also sell all of my books on Amazon as well. So you can buy any of my books for young adults, which are also aimed at any age, really, regarding the disclosure topics on there. You can also buy my manual, How to Conduct Past Life Regression Online. And there's a couple of guides on there as well, you know, for the newly awakened, in order to help people to raise the vibration quickly when they've just woken up and they don't know where to start. So you can find me on Amazon.
Yes, absolutely. And you said you have another book coming out soon. Is that correct?
Yes. So that is going to be all of the accounts that I've received since I've been doing the YouTube channel, because I have transcribed those accounts. And it's going to be all of the different accounts of what's going to happen when the event occurs, when the wave comes in, when the sun emits the wave, when the earth responds, when the ascension event happens, what New Earth is like, what it's going to be like when we get to New Earth, all of the different versions of New Earth, because there's multiple different vibrations and frequency of the New Earth. You know, there's one where people choose to live in the trees at one with nature. There's one where people want more technology, so crystal technology and spaceships. There's one where people just want to live in communities on the land with the animals and be really connected to the land in that way. There's people that want to live inside of the planet. There's discussing the portal network and how people get around, how we connect to the star races when we move to the fifth dimension, when we move out to different planets. There's all sorts of things discussed in this new book, and I'm really, really excited about it as I've been putting it together. I mean, I've done all of this work over the years, but you forget because I've seen so many people. You forget some of the incredible information that you've been privy to. It's wonderful. So I can't wait to read it myself.
Right. And just kind of go back and remind yourself of all of the amazingness that's coming our way.
Yep. It's what a time to be alive. What a time.
Amen, sister. You're so right about that. Oh my goodness. Laura, it has been truly a honor and a privilege to have you on Soul Prince. I have wanted you to be on my podcast ever since I started my podcast, and I know you're a busy lady, so thank you for taking the time to be here and to share your powerful message with everyone.
It's been an absolute pleasure, and you are wonderful.
Thank you, keep
shining your light, keep doing what you do, and thank you so much. It's been an honor for me to be on this show today. Thank you.
Yes, thank you so much. And thank you everyone for listening. Hopefully Laura will join us again in the future with some updates. I would love to have that. And everyone, please have an amazing week and stay blessed. If you have any questions, please reach out to me, and I will see you soon.